I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Reminds me of the time I was driving and I was wearing gym shorts and a t-shirt. It was middle of winter. My dad was driving. He's like, "You're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot. Only you and that guy are the only fucking dumbasses out here." And there was a guy pumping gas in gym shorts and it turned and it was my cousin Frank.
Why was he hating on your garb in the winter?
I don't know. You know how parents get. They hate when you're dressed, when you're underdressed for the weather.
Well, yeah, when you're wearing
get a jacket on. Wear a jacket.
So you were shorts and tee in the winter?
Gym shorts and tee.
Well, you were just big dog stunting out there?
Stay big dog stunting. I run hot.
Damn.
I don't need that. I don't need those extra layers.
He was probably salty.
Phil was probably a little salty.
Yeah, he saw you out there.
Oh, dude. Power washed the house with him yesterday.
Stop.
So funny.
How would you guys get all the way up to that top?
We tried. The top of the house is still got some mold on it.
How'd you balance a ladder?
No ladder. No ladder. We're fucking spraying it as far up as we can. The brush was super long.
Oh.
There was a sprayer and a brush. A
couple of ground guys.
Yeah.
Damn.
Do you think, dude, Gillis is very ground.
You guys weren't hopping on a ladder. Well,
oh, of course not.
That's crazy.
Of course not.
You know, I used to power wash when I was in high school. I had my own business for a summer, yeah. I just power washed like all the houses in my girlfriend's neighborhood, and then the business fell apart. I was like, fuck. It was founded on a stable relationship. I made a couple thousand that summer.
That's pretty great. Phil, I was, living my lifestyle lavishly, laying on the couch. He came in. He's like, "Why don't you get up? Help me out here."
Oh.
I was like, "What? What are you doing?" He's like, "I'm washing the sides." I was like, "How long is it going to take?" He's like, "Half hour." Get up.
How long?
30 minutes in, we're still in the same, 8 feet.
Because you guys are washing it from
the
ground.
Took so long.
Yeah, you got to be up. You got to be up on a lad, 4 feet from it, just blasting the current.
The water didn't do shit.
No, dude.
Water wasn't doing anything. Even at the close level, it wasn't doing anything.
Really?
Yeah, we needed the brush.
What kind of washer are you working with?
I don't know.
Gas powered?
Not good, yeah.
Okay, so he's got gas. That's not bad. How big was it about?
Looked like a mini generator on wheels.
You're probably up around 3,500. Yeah, probably 2,200 PSI.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was thinking 2,200 PSI.
Yeah, a little residential job.
But yeah, that was...
How much did it run out of gas? Did it run out of gas?
Once.
30? Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Those things hog fucking gas.
I left midway through the job. I was like, you got it.
Fucking bailed?
You got it, dude. This sucks.
You fucking bailed?
I was like, I didn't come back here. Dude, this is my day of rest. I got fucking hammered this weekend. I was like, just let me lay.
You should have washed the whole house.
No, he instantly took a... He made me do it the whole... Like, I walked out and he was just like, help me out. And he was like, "All right, here, you do the brushing." And I was like, "You do the fucking brushing, dude. The brushing sucks."
I've never seen a power wash.
And then
like
I kept
that.
Shooting him with a power wash. Just kept spraying it. Okay.
Dude, that, did you ever get that? Can cut your feet.
No, I'm telling you, this thing was weak, dude.
Really?
This thing was weak.
I was in power washing my barefoot like a fucking animal. And I was just like, I didn't believe that water could cut me. I was doing it with my cousin. Mm. I was just like at my parents' house, power washing the floor before a party. I was power washing the cement. And he's like, "Dude, run that on your foot." I'm like, It's water. It's not, I hit my foot and fucking my foot started bleeding.
Oh, wow.
Well, again, this was probably a little 1800, dude. This isn't like a,
It wasn't the big dog.
3,500 PSI.
I mean,
beast.
If it's 3,500, you might lose a foot.
Oh, you could cut deep.
You blow some toenails off.
You could. If you got like a real commercial sidewalk power washer with like the tank on a trailer, I could literally just cut your arm off. Like, right through it.
Yeah, man.
Be sick.
That'd be awesome. All right.
Anyway.
What's
so,
going on?
Nothing. No, I'm
not.
No,
that was it. That was it.
I'm kind of pissed you didn't help your paw.
I helped out my paw as long as I could. But once I
when
realized
did you start to fade?
When the job was totally useless, I was like, all right, this is fucking stupid. You're wasting your time. He was wearing like a polo and jeans and he was covered in sweat. Covered in sweat. I was like, you're going to fucking die.
That's what he probably wanted.
That was the other thing.
He probably wanted you to come out and see him die.
I went, just like, witness my death. I didn't have clothes. All I had was what I wore to the show. So I had like black jeans and I was like, God damn it, dude. I don't want to do this. So I put on like his old windbreaker pants and a fucking, dude, I was wearing like shitty knockoff Adidas pants and a Legion of Skanks t-shirt. Oh, I was just like, dude, if somebody drives by in this neighborhood, because they all know who I am now.
Yeah.
Like if they drive by and they're like, oh, there's that fucking guy. Is that fucking weird? And I'm just a retarded guy at home brushing the side of a house.
There's Phil Gillis and his goth son standing there like,
dude,
I don't want to fucking
do it. I don't feel like doing it anymore.
It sucks.
Come on. Yeah. So I was just dreading.
You just listened to fucking Sevenfold and headsets.
Every car that drove by, I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Me hunched over with a fucking Legion of Skanks t-shirt. While Phil's doing the work, and I was just standing behind him holding like a brush.
You're in swishy pants.
So embarrassing, dude. Yeah.
God damn it, dude. Oh my God. Dude, to this day, if I get to do chores with my dad, I'm still like 12 where I'm like, I got dad. And I'll like lift the heaviest thing I can.
No, I still had that in me.
Did you?
But I can't, like, if I'm doing a job like that, I have to be an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
So like I was just fucking with him the whole time. It's the only way I could get through it. And he didn't enjoy it.
What would he say?
I don't know. I would like spray him with the hose. he was furious. He was really upset. So I went inside and my sister demanded that I watch this new show on Netflix called like Prank Encounters or something.
What's that?
It's a knockoff Scare Tactics. It's the exact same show as Scare Tactics.
Yeah.
Except the kid, the host is the kid from Stranger Things with the missing front teeth.
Right, right. I heard about the show. He's bad in the show.
He sucks. He ruins the fucking show.
How?
Because he's like, it's like punked where he's in a van outside like, okay, show me what Gavin's doing right now. Cut to get, like he talks to the crew. He's like, okay, oh, this is the moment, guys. They're about to meet. Cut to the, like he directs it.
Yeah.
It's like, why are we acting like this kid's directing this fucking show?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I forget his name, but
I mean, you just
also when he goes in to reveal that it's just a prank, like all of a sudden, like the people that are getting pranked know his real name.
Yeah,
it's like no one knows who the fuck this kid is. Why are we like
oh shit? They've had to edit every single time. Like oh shit, it's that kid from Stranger Things. Yeah, with fucked up teeth.
They have his real name, and then just
yeah,
him coming in like he's like. He's like, okay, we got to go. And he like runs out from the trailer into the house. Like, you guys, you're on a prank show. Do you know who I am?
Imagine pitching that and some guy was just like, fine.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
There like, were funny parts, but.
It's a prank, of course. It's
Scare Tactics. Yeah. So it's funny.
Wait, so there's Punked, Scare Tactics, and this?
Yeah, and this kind of combines Punked and Scare Tactics because he runs in at the end every time. And is like, guys, you're on a TV show. I'm just kidding.
I think I'd still be pissed.
Yeah.
If someone was like fucking with me to the point where I'm like all in disarray and like.
Well, it can't be real.
It absolutely
cannot be
real. I popped someone's fucking chub the other. Someone was talking about War of the Roses. And they're like, oh my God, and this one. And I was like, you know that shit's set up, right? It's fake.
What's that?
Remember the radio thing where they try to get you to call in?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
You told me that. I remember I was like,
yeah. I was getting reads. They were like, will you do this for $50? And I was like, no.
Yep. They said, they were like, oh, this one was funny. And I was like, I hate to break it to you. I know someone that, I was like, my dog got offered like some money and it's all set up. And they're like, God fucking damn it.
Yeah, War of the Roses is fake.
Bullshit.
Which is funny because I had $0 and they're like, for $50, will you do this phone call? And I was like, no, that shit sucks. This shit's so corny. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to call into the radio station to get cheated on.
Nah, fuck that.
That's like Cheaters. Cheaters is fake.
Is it really?
Yeah. You can tell that shit's fake.
Damn.
Same thing again, though. Scare tactics. It's like,
I guess it's got to be fake. You're not allowed to like barge into someone's house and like film them having sex and stuff.
Yeah, for sure, Cheaters is fake.
Okay.
And then, but the Scare Tactics thing is like, you're getting in a work van and the lights are on, and the guy's clearly an actor that you're working with. Like, it's like,
yeah.
Why is it so well lit? And why are there cameras in the van? Why are there GoPros at every angle of this truck?
Yeah. It's like Lizard Lick towing, dude. I watched a couple seasons before I read the small print and was like, what?
Wow. We're really getting to the bottom of all these.
That's a dude. That I would, if I could literally act in one thing, it would be Lizard Lick towing. Come out and be like, get off my fucking car. This is fucking bullshit. I could really sell
You'd
that.
You'd be good at it.
I might bring that into like Oscar Emmy level.
I think so.
And the winner goes to season 4, Lizard Lick Towing. Everyone's like, well, that was fake? What the fuck?
That's crazy.
What?
This guy's an actor?
I lean in front of all of Hollywood and take a picture with like a selfie with all of us. Dude, that'd be
sick.
Wow,
dude. With like you and Ellen.
Me, Whoopi, Ellen.
Damn. That'd be so sick.
That'd be awesome.
You're a celeb, dude.
For sure, dude.
So, you would be a sick celeb.
That would be. I would go so humble, dude, on them.
Probably.
I'd go instant save the world, super humble, dude. Like, yeah. I'd keep it tight.
It would have been great. I would probably go staunch capitalist. Be like, we do need to destroy the environment.
That would be tight.
I'd get on and be like, listen, you guys don't know anything about science. Just shut up, dude. We need to frack. Thank you.
Dude, that would be so fucking funny.
Yo, did you see Trump Dog's al-Baghdadi speech?
Yeah, man.
I watched it through. I watched it all 48 minutes.
Did you really?
It is hilarious.
I only saw little snippets.
Dude, it is so... The whole way through, it was so funny.
Him just talking shit?
He's talking so much shit.
Yeah, did you see that thing Norton put up?
No.
The tweet?
No.
Dude, they had an obituary of that guy. And it was like religious leader or something.
Oh, yeah. And he wrote, scholar.
Religious scholar. Austere religious scholar dies at blah, blah, blah. And Norton had the
tweet. Yeah, the Washington Post was like, religious scholar.
Yeah.
What's his name? Bakar?
I read it. I thought Trump avenged Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on your behalf, dude.
Dude, Trump let me down big time.
Why?
Where was Trump during this whole thing?
I mean, dude, he was watching.
Saved me.
He was watching.
He could have saved me.
He was watching. He probably almost called the military in a couple times. Was like,
you're getting after it.
I thought we were gonna get some drench laws.
Yeah, look up. Can you be wet? And how wet can you be in public?
You definitely can be as wet as you want. You can just say that it's raining for sure.
But what,
no matter where you go.
What if it's
if it's a private business, they can. Anybody can ask you to leave for any reason.
Can you piss your pants in any restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
You're allowed to piss your pants.
You wouldn't get in any trouble.
No, why
obviously.
Would anybody? Yeah.
Unless you were like, hey,
I'm going to piss my pants.
Watch this.
I still don't think you get in trouble. I think your rep gets kind of tarnished.
If you piss publicly?
Yeah.
Yeah, after like third grade.
Because you're going to get addicted to it. If you do want and get away with it scot-free, you're going to go back. Someone's like, Charlie? And you're like, oh, shit. Fuck.
Don't look.
No, you can piss yourself. I mean, dude, pissing yourself in a Best Buy.
Especially if you hit like
and
a...
And just don't bring it up.
If you like asking a question to a guy, be like, so what is this? What does this do?
Or just be like, damn, that's crystal clear picture there. And to start pissing yourself. Like, it brings it up. Be like, oh, come on, man. Like, you're like, oh, sir. Be like,
just a little piss.
Don't be a fucking asshole.
It's just
man.
A little piss. Don't tell anybody.
Don't be a fucking asshole. Not all of us can hold in our fucking bladders.
Yeah. Sorry. Noah, you just raised your hand. What is it?
If the pee starts to smell, you could get charged with being a public nuisance.
What?
That's what you can get charged with for being drenched at a steakhouse.
Public nuisance?
Public nuisance, for sure. You can't have a whole table of boys drenched.
Dude, that'd be a sick meeting a job interview.
We got a couple drenched guys, though.
Get a job interview and be like, have you ever been charged with a misdemeanor? Be like, me and my boys were drenched just trying to get some food. We're a public nuisance.
Yeah, I caught a public nuisance charge at Fogo de Chow.
What'd you do?
Me and eight of my boys were fucking soaked.
dude, speaking of sick expenditures, you know Eminem's...
Yeah, my nose is running. You gave me
Eminem's mansion.
Shut up over there. Eminem's mansion.
For sale, dude, in Detroit. You could buy it. Well, not
oh,
yet.
Oh, Eminem.
You could aspire.
Marshall Mathers mansion?
He had a mansion in Detroit. It's like $3 million. Saying, one day, you could be in Eminem's old house, dude.
It'd be too spooky in there.
It'd be very spooky.
He's got some skeletons in his closet.
True, so. Dude. Also, imagine him. I, like, started thinking about it. That was his original mansion right after, like, the Slim Shady LP. Dude, that guy in a mansion must have been fucking nuts. Of him just being like, all right.
Yeah.
I got 19 bedrooms. And being like, yo, fucking insane clown posse is so gay. It's like they should be like, dude, get out. You're not allowed to.
Yeah.
Just him and a whole mansion being like, I got to hug Elton John. It's such a drag.
I like Eminem's music. I used to love Eminem.
Of course, everyone did.
I mean, no, I loved him recently.
Really?
Yeah, I loved Eminem in like 2013.
Sick.
I liked the Marshall Mathers LP too.
That's fucking sick.
I was
dude.
Into it.
That rules.
So I went to an Eminem concert.
Did you really?
Yes.
Was this like his old or like I Love the Way You Lie stuff? I loved the way
she was
you
on
lie.
It with him. Rihanna opened.
What?
Rihanna opened and everyone was like, get the fuck off the stage. Bring out Eminem.
What?
It ruled. Eminem did like 1 minute of every song he's ever done. That, and they were, dude, it was just hit. Every time a new song came on, I was like, whoa, shit, this song's great too.
Dude, you could live in his mansion.
Yeah. It was like, at MetLife, and I sat the furthest possible seat. I sat at the top, literally the furthest away.
That's where Eminem would have been.
True. You're exactly right. And I was drenched. The tailgate, I slipped into a pool.
Yo, got drenched in the Amcon.
Imagine drenched sitting at the top of the stadium.
Damn, you break it down at one point, like, it's for all you guys up there, and you guys who are drenched thinking no one.
But I remember vividly being like, it was a real Lena Dunham's moment where I was like, is Eminem fucking gay? Like, am I gay for this? Because we were walking past, first of all, people were tailgating. We were walking past a dude sitting in a lawn. I remember walking past a fat white dude in a lawn chair explaining to, I believe, his girlfriend about, I remember the lyric. It was like, it was massacre. The word massacre, yeah. Except mass occur.
Gotcha.
He's like, y'all want to see church like a massacre or something like that.
Gotcha.
And I remember this dude breaking down the lyric about how genius it was to somebody else while I was walking by. I'd be like, I've done that to my girlfriend like 15 times.
Talking about Eminem's genius.
Talking about Eminem's lyrical genius. And, oh, I like heard someone else do it and I was just like, holy fuck, I suck. I suck. And then I walk, and that was before the concert. And I was just sitting there like, I mean, this is great, but I'm fucking gay.
Hey, when's the shift change? So I don't want a hand
get
job.
Someone else.
I don't think you got a lot of hand jobs going. Also, though, I'm saying if you stick your dick in a glory hole, you're not going to get a disappointing hand job.
True. The person on the other, or they could be half-assing it because there could be another hole that they're focused on. That could be the hand job. That could be the blow job.
No,
or fucking.
You would see a dude right next to you with his dick against the wall.
No, it's a cube.
Oh, you're saying.
It could be on the other side.
So you got to secure the perimeter of a glory hole.
You have to secure the perimeter because otherwise that person could be getting fucked.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Giving
she
you.
She could be, or he.
Well, if they,
obviously. Most likely he.
But if they said, like, hey, I'm giving you a shitty hand job because I'm getting fucked on the other side, I'd get into it.
There's no words in a glory hole.
True,
you
just
speak.
Stick your fingers through.
You put your dick through.
No, you stick your fingers through to check it. And then someone sucks your fingers. You're like, all right, sick.
All right, there's a mouth over there.
Yeah, you're like, all right.
Who could that be? We'll find out.
You're just like, excuse me, man. You got to shave your mustache.
Yeah.
But yeah, you got to definitely secure the perimeter of a glory hole. I should have announced that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because that's like, you're right. If someone's double timing, although if someone's like, hey, excuse the shitty hand job, I'm getting fucked currently, I might be like, okay.
There's no talking, Matt. There's no talking.
That's welcome news in
you're
the glory
hole. You're communicating
in
ways that you cannot
true.
In the glory hole world.
True that.
There's only
true.
Two options. You either pull your dick out.
True.
In an act of fucking protest.
Yeah.
But then you got to slide it back in and hope they got the message.
Well, my uncle has an eye patch. He's a trucker. And he did, you're not supposed to do this. You try to look into a glory hole and they instantly poke your eye out.
Real? Yeah, you're not allowed to look in.
A lot of truckers with an eye. You see a trucker with an eye patch? You know he tried to peek into
a
glory hole.
Give it the old
look.
Dude,
it's whoosh, you don't even see it coming, dude.
Like
it's a finger in
like
the eye.
Like one of the Stooges. Just quick.
Just. Yeah, that's glory hole reflex. Dude, see, no one's ever peeked into one successfully.
Imagine ever using a fucking glory hole.
I mean, dude, I
that
was into glory hole porn
crazy.
For a while.
Crazy.
I used to love glory hole porn.
Glory hole porn is cool to see.
Sure.
But imagine.
Oh, sticking your dick into a hole and just hoping someone doesn't cut it off?
Yeah.
I mean, the rush must be exhilarating.
And just the guaranteed AIDS or whatever you're getting out
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, it's true. Would you rather drink from this, like drink directly from the Schuylkill? Or what's the thing that flows around New York? The Hudson?
Yeah.
Hudson or Schuylkill, drink like a liter of water or just stick it in a glory hole? Kind of on.
Yeah, how would you like to be mutilated, you motherfucker?